This is Earth and Sky, Monday, June 9th. Our solar system still has 9 known planets. The outermost one is Pluto.
Pluto is very faint, about 1,000 times too faint to see with the eye alone. Even binoculars aren't strong enough to pick up Pluto. You need at least an 8-inch telescope to see it, and even then, this distant world looks just like a star. The only way to tell it's not a star is to watch over several nights. Because it's closer to us, Pluto can be seen to move in front of the stars.
And tonight some amateur astronomers are probably engaged in watching for the tiny starry point of Pluto on the sky's dome. Tonight marks the middle of the best time of year to see Pluto. It's Pluto's opposition, the time each year when Earth flies between the Sun and this outpost planet, bringing Pluto opposite the Sun in our sky.
Pluto rises tonight within about 10 minutes of sunset. It lies in front of the constellation Ophiuchus, the serpent bearer, on the sky's dome. It's now about 30 times farther from the Sun than Earth. Sunlight reflecting from Pluto takes just over 4 hours to reach us now. Pluto is small, smaller than Earth's moon, and it has a moon nearly its own size. That's why some people think of Pluto and its moon Charon as a double world.
That's our show. Come to our website tomorrow at 11 a.m. Eastern Daylight Time to chat live with an expert on Earth's climate at earthsky.org. We're Block and Bird for Earth and Sky.